Chapter 4. Although Akiva had appeared to reject the words of his master's daughter, in fact, her enthusiasm had not left him indifferent. Her spirited words had penetrated his heart and his mind deeply. Rachel's words had opened new horizons for him. In the following days, he found that all the mundane issues of his daily life and work, which had always been of utmost importance to him, seemed to fade in significance in the light of Rachel's moving portrayal of Israel and the Torah, of the future of his people. He did not neglect his duties at work, but somehow he was no longer involved with all his heart. Until now, he had lived his life untroubled by serious worries. His main concern had been to work hard and save money that eventually he could lease some land and become partially independent. But now, his strenuous toil for the sake of his material needs seemed futile and unworthy of the abilities which he was becoming more and more aware of. He began to say his daily prayers with greater concentration and fervor, and he began to fulfill God's commandments more carefully than ever before. It soon became clear to him that he was not even knowledgeable enough to understand properly what he was saying in his prayers, and for the same reason he was unable to scrupulously fulfill the commandments. In the past, he had heard it said, to his great annoyance, that the ignorant could not be truly pious. He had viewed that as an arrogant statement, and it had increased his animosity to the